Video 27. Comprehension skills. We're going to be talking about point of view. Some authors give you their point of view of how to write their books. There are two main ones. There are three point of view, but usually they use two of them. The first one is first person. When the author's writing it, the character talks about himself. So he will use words like I or me. Okay? In third person point of view, the author has someone else tell the story. So the person that's telling a story will use he or him or she or her. Okay? Or them. All right? So that's the point of view. So point of view, many questions will ask you for the point of view of the author. There are two ways that are often used by authors. First person, the character tells his own story. Example, I jumped away to avoid having the football hit me on the face. So that would be one little sentence out of a story saying I and me. So that's first person. They're talking about themselves in the story. The third person is another person tells the story. Example, he jumped away to avoid having the football hit his face. So if someone else is telling a story, then they're going to use he, his, her, she, they. Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. This is a clip from the book, and let me read it to you because we're going to look for the point of view. Okay? Now, just about sundown, when all my work was over and I was on my way to my berth, it occurred to me that I should like an apple. I ran on deck. The watch was all forward, looking out for the island. The man at the helm was watching the luff of the sail and whistling away gently to himself. And that was the only sound excepting the swish of the sea against the bows and around the sides of the ship. In I got bodily into the apple barrel and found there was scarce an apple left. But sitting down there in the dark, what with the sound of the waters and the rocking movement of the ship, I had either fallen asleep or was on the point of doing so. When a heavy man sat down with rather a clash close by, the barrel shook as he leaned his shoulders against it, and I was just about to jump up when the man began to speak. It was Silver's voice, and before I had heard a dozen words, I would not have shown myself for all the world, but lay there, trembling and listening in the extreme of fear and the curiosity, for from these dozen words I understood that the lives of all the honest men aboard depended upon me alone. Now, first of all, what point of view is the author writing this from? The first person? Do you see the words I and me? Or do you see the words, do you see the words like he's getting an apple or I'm getting an apple? Those are point of views. So is it first person or second person? So now just after sundown, when all my work was over and I was on my way to my berth, It occurred to me that I should like an apple. So, what point of view is the author using? Well, let's look for the hints. Me. And I said the first person point of view would use I, me. So this would be first person. A would be your answer. Practice one. As the barrel shook, the man touched his shoulders and he screamed out when the man began to yell. What point of view is it? First person or third person? Well, let's look. The man, he touched his shoulders and he screamed and began to yell. So he's using his and he. So that would be third person. So which point of view is the author using? The third person. Okay? So now you're going to be doing these. You're going to be reading them and finding the first person or third person.